Welcome. This episode of the RelaxedAndWealthy.com podcast features Connie Schott, an expert strategic advisor with over 20 years of practical human resources experience, telling you the six specific things you can do right now if you want a new job. Connie?
So this week on the Relaxed and Wealthy podcast, we want to talk about what if you want a new job? Well, here are six things you can do right now. Do you spend some or all of your days at work thinking about what you'd rather be doing? Do you feel stuck where you are? Do you know you're not where you want to be, but you can't figure out what to do about it? In this podcast, we're going to share six concrete actions that you can and should take to prepare yourself to make a change. So if you want, get out a piece of paper, or if you're riding in the car, just make sure you listen carefully and maybe come back a second time. First off, prepare your brain. Get out a piece of paper and write your list of what makes you unhappy about your current situation. And be specific as you can. You want to list the reasons why you want to leave your job. And now, you want to think back on that and say, I don't want to be a negative Nelly when I go on a job interview. So you want to take each item and think about, how do I make that a positive? And think about, what am I looking for in my next job? I want a positive statement of what I'm seeking. The second thing you want to do is prepare your personal pitch. Now, sometimes you might have heard this called your elevator speech. It's a 1 to 2 minute summary of you and your goals, and you can use that to promote yourself to potential employers, to headhunters, to people in your network. Actually, in any situation, maybe even a cocktail party or a backyard barbecue, where somebody says, so, what do you do? And your pitch should include 4 items. You know, every opportunity when someone says, what do? That's your opportunity to build to your next goal. So, first off, your positioning statement, a one-sentence summary of what you do. In my case, I say I'm a dynamic, highly skilled strategic thinker and HR business partner. Now, the second thing is you want to be able to talk about your skills. Now, not just the things you do well, but the things you like to do. So, as you're building your personal pitch, you want to be thinking about what's coming next. What is it I want this person to help me get to? So, these are things that, like, in my case, I help people align strategies for their human resource practices with their businesses. And I'm really good at facilitating meetings. I'm a really good employee relations professional, and I like to manage change and transition. And, you know, in this business climate, there's a lot of that going on. The third part of your personal pitch is to describe your experience, to be able to talk about the things that you've done. Who have you worked for? What industries? Do you have a specialty? And talk about each of them in a very positive way. So, again, in my personal case, I've spent a lot of years working in the healthcare industry and specifically in hospitals. But I've also worked in manufacturing, and I've had a couple years working in transportation. When I'm talking to people and they say, what do? If I know them a little bit or have had a chance to ask them a few questions, I can take this information and spin it into their interest as well. And then the fourth part of your personal pitch is a summary statement. What are you going to say right before those elevator doors open so that this leaves a memorable impression with the person you're talking to? I say, I manage the relationships between people and organizations. Obviously, you've got to find that summary that's right for you. Now, as you're preparing your personal pitch, what you want to do is take that information and not really write it out in whole sentences. You want to do it as bullets. You want to have ideas that you can keep in your brain, and so that when someone says, what is it you do? You have all the bulleted information to pick from, and you can speak about it easily and in an organized way, but you don't want it to come across as being memorized. You want it to come across as conversational and as responsive to the person that you're speaking with right then. And you want to be able to tweak your pitch so it fits the situation that you're in. You know, standing at a barbecue, you don't really want to sound like you're on a job interview. You want to sound like the kind of person somebody wants to work with. Now, going back to these six things that you're doing to prepare yourself for your next job. We did number 1, prepare your brain. We did number two, prepare your personal pitch. And now here's number three, prepare your bank account, especially in this economy. I got to ask you, do you know what it costs you to live each month? Do you know what your benefits are with your current employer? Have you thought about it? If you have a gap in your employment, what are you going to live on? Remember, it's easier to get credit and loans while you're still employed. So if you own your home and you have some equity available, it might be a good idea to go down to the bank and see if you can get a home equity line. You don't have to use it, you just want to have it available. You might want to go ahead and get one of those credit cards if you get those credit card offers in the mail. Same thing, you don't want to get it and spend it, you want to get it and keep it. You might be fortunate enough to have a lot of savings available. You still might want to have these other strategies so you don't end up dipping into your retirement before you want to. You also want to gather information about your benefits and what kinds of things you can use to replace them. You know, healthcare is a very big issue for lots and lots of people, and you want to make sure you don't get caught short. But you also want to understand the life insurance benefits that you have. Maybe you have some disability coverages, those kinds of things that you're relying on to protect you. And, you know, if you change your jobs, or maybe you decide to not get a job but to be your own boss, you need to know how you're going to take care of yourself and your family. Having this information will make you better prepared to negotiate with a new employer and will help you conquer any financial worries that prevent you from going ahead and making the change that you have in your heart. The fourth step here, the fourth thing that you can do right now to get a new job, is prepare your social network. We all need people. Talk to your trusted friend about your goals and fears. And you can learn more about goals, SMART goals, in our previous podcast. I also want you to talk to your friends about how you will maintain your friendship if one of you moves to a new employer or a new community. And if a new job does mean moving to a new location, think about how you'll replace your social network once you get there. Do you have a favorite hobby? Do you have a club or maybe a charitable interest that you're very active in? Look now to see if that community has something similar, or maybe even a chapter of the same organization. You also want to gather information about churches and schools, shopping, the other things that make where you live into your home. You also want to look out for your family. They can help you gather the information and certainly focus on the things that are important to them. There are new social networking sites opening all the time on the internet. At the very least, get yourself onto Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Join online interest groups that appeal to you. And make sure that when you're participating in these groups, that you do take an active interest. You know, it doesn't help you to have a list of 20 groups if you never really participate in them. But when you do participate, keep in mind that everybody can read these, and employers do that all the time. So you want to make truthful, positive comments, and there are things that are going to make you look good and be the kind of person that any employer would want to have working for them. And of course, that old advice is still true: listen more than you talk. On the internet, that means read more than you type. Don't overpost on any of these sites. Now, number five in our list of six things that you can do to help yourself get a job is prepare your business network. Make a list now of all your business contacts, their current phone numbers, and their email addresses. And, of course, you're probably going to want to do this while you're sitting at your desk at work, because that's where all your business contact information is. So make a copy of this list, put it in your planner. Maybe even email it to yourself at your home email address. You want to make sure you have it with you, that so you don't get stopped from taking it at the point that you leave your current job. And now think about this list. How long has it been since you've talked to each of these people that you consider your business network? Start now and become that person who remembers birthdays, or who calls once a quarter just to say hello, not because you need something or you're looking for advice. Maybe you only need to call once a year. You just want to make sure you stay in touch. You need to always be working on building and maintaining your personal network. And you're not relying on things like Facebook and LinkedIn to do your networking for you. Okay, number six, We've done these five things, getting all ready to launch ourselves into a new job. And number six is just go. Do it. Take a deep breath. Start searching for your job. Revisit your resume. Adjust it to reflect your current goals and your work experience. Take that positive attitude with you and say, I'm ready. I need a change. Consider other jobs with your current employer if that makes sense for you, and take the steps needed to determine if it's a realistic option. Start sharing your pitch with your network, both your social network and your business network. You never know who is going to be the valuable contact that gets you hooked up with your next job. You might want to sign up with some online job boards as well. Monster, Career Builder, and many others can do a lot of the work for you once you've made your decision on what you're looking for and you know how to describe it. Now, you know what to do. Go ahead and do it. And then celebrate. Take yourself out to dinner, take your friends out to dinner, and just be happy that you're taking responsibility for your future and your success. You follow these tips, there's a good chance you'll land that next opportunity much, much more quickly than you think. But here's a bonus idea. Maybe you should think about other possibilities that are out there. Let me play devil's advocate for a moment. If you are sure you want a new job, you can stop listening right now. If you're not so sure, I encourage you to pay attention to these few ideas. The information we just gave you is golden, and it will put you in your best place to find the next great job for you. I invite anyone who is open-minded and able to think outside the box to continue on listening to this podcast. Are you happy working for someone else? For me, I had always been a little bit wanting to do something else, you know, that sort of wanderlust almost in my heart. And, you know, maybe it's not the jobs. Maybe it's you. Do you know in your bones that you deserve much more for your efforts than you'll ever get in a traditional job? Consider the possibility that you are the kind of independent soul who'd rather work for yourself. And to have both money and time at the same time, what a gift that is. Now's a great time to get ready to be your own boss. So, do your due diligence. Find out what opportunities are out there. The home business market has changed tremendously in the past decade, and traditional multi-level marketing opportunities are not the only options anymore. And get right to the point. Examine the compensation plan of any opportunity that you're considering. If you have to support yourself, your family, and cover benefits, you'll need to find the most profit for your work. So ask all of your questions about each business opportunity, and don't be shy about asking those tough questions. And consider this scenario. Transition to the freedom of full-time self-employment while you or your spouse still holds a traditional job. John and I have done that, working together as a team. Now, it's true, self-employment is not for everyone, but for those who thrive on personal challenges and personal development, it may be the only way to go. We invite you to visit our webpage, www.relaxedandwealthy.com. Do it now. Remember, if you want a new job, the time to start getting ready for a change is now.
Thanks, Connie. That was really great information. Certainly, you gave us specific things any job seeker can do right now, today, to reach the goal of getting the perfect job in this crazy economy. And for you out there, as always, if you're considering investing in yourself instead of finding another safe and secure job that may turn out to be not so safe and secure, and you want more information on our business, where leaders train more leaders to have successful businesses of their own, check us out at www.relaxedandwealthy.com. And Connie also provides individual coaching and can be reached for a free 10-minute phone interview to determine your needs through the contact numbers on that website. Now it's time to announce next week's topic. Marketing tips. We'll move forward from Connie's tips for marketing yourself to ideas for marketing a product or service. That's all for now. We're going to go out and have some fun. Have a great day.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.